You're listening to Catholic Chicago on WNDZ 750 AM. During the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago brings you programs about the people, events, and issues that touch our lives. Welcome to Catholic Chicago.
This is Sister Lavina Pamet.
I'm Sister Mary Kay Brooks. I'm a school sister of Notre Dame.
And we are here today for Dare to Love, a program that cultivates vocation awareness in the Archdiocese of Chicago through our discussion of topics related to vocation discernment, promotion, and celebrating Catholic life in general. And speaking of celebration, Happy New Year, Sister Mary Kay.
Happy New Year to you, Sister Lavina. We had a great celebration. I was in St. Louis with our sisters there. And for New Year's Eve, we always do a holy hour.
Wonderful.
And pray for world peace and the needs of people that we know, we love, and just people in general. But had a great time. And then afterwards, we have a celebration. It doesn't go till midnight, but it was a great time. How about you?
Well, I have been traveling. I have a nephew who got married this weekend, and so I was actually in Texas. And Sister Mary Kay, for all our listeners, Sister Mary Kay is here in Chicago with me right now at 8 a.m. in the morning,
mm-hmm.
but you live in Dallas, correct?
I live in Dallas, correct.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was in Dallas, but I was actually more north, no, not north
south.
Of Dallas, south of Dallas,
mm-hmm.
excuse me, but in the San Antonio vicinity, it called New Braunfels, and my nephew got married there, but my family and I, family in Dallas and Corpus Christi and California, I even have nieces and nephews come over from California, and so it became a reunion, so it was wonderful.
Oh, fun.
We did not do a holy hour, though. It was more like family hour, and we were like just like party, you know.
Just like parties.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
but it was wonderful being a family.
Did you come up with any New Year's resolutions?
Well, that's the thing is, at the end, we did pray. My sister from California leads a program actually called Alpha,
mm-hmm.
and they're very active in the parish, and so she's used to leading prayers.
Mm-hmm.
And so at the end, we did the whole, you know, holding hands thing, and what are you grateful for, and resolutions. So we started doing, you know, what have you been grateful for from the past year? What are you grateful for now?
Mm-hmm.
And what are some of the resolutions that you want to do? And then, of course, for us, you know, like for me, getting more organized, getting more in touch, and we really wanted to do more, you know, social media in touch, if not physically, but maybe in a few years, get together,
mm-hmm.
to be more with family.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things I was hoping we would talk about is New Year's resolutions. It's a perfect time for it.
Right.
Being so early in January and early in the year 2019, which is still in my mind, trying to get my head wrapped
right.
around.
And this is the perfect time, although I have to say that I had been kind of formulating some of my New Year's resolution, New Year, from the liturgical year. So I was kind of like advanced, but then because of the Christmas season and
mm-hmm.
all the partying,
mm-hmm.
I kind of had to, some of the health stuff, especially with the eating all these good food,
mm-hmm.
and oh my gosh, we had a lot of food, tons of food, travel food and all that. So I had to kind of suspend that part, but the spending time with family, that one, I think I was A+. So.
We got two out of the three. The number one, if you just put them in a category, top New Year's Eve or New Year's resolutions is some health-related resolution, whether that is eating, exercise, drinking water, something that you do to help your health, to be, have a better health attitude.
So diet.
That's
your,
diet, that's the number one. That's the number one. Number two is saving money, paying off credit cards, starting a retirement portfolio, something like that. And then number three is spending more time with family and friends. So you hit two out of the three. You're doing really well.
Good. Yay.
Also, January 12th is the cutoff. It's the day that most people, if you're going to fall off and not do your resolution, or you can handle it till the 12th and then everybody falls off.
Huh.
So you've got till the 12th.
So let's see. Well, we have another show February. We can do a follow-up.
We could do a follow-up.
How are people doing?
Yeah, that would be a good one. But one of the pieces that I would want to add to maybe not the top three, but one of the top five would be time for prayer.
That's right.
And so what are ways and different ways or new ways that we could look at spending time in prayer and make that a New Year's resolution? That I would spend more time or find different ways to pray and develop that and increase that relationship that I have with God in my life and then see where it goes, which is all part of discernment.
And I would have to say, really, you can say, oh, prayer, you can just kind of put it in one box and set it aside. And that's a different thing. Like after I get all the top three stuff, then I can get to prayer. But actually, if you really not just think about it, but if you look at it from a holistic perspective, probably prayer, I would say, would be the first one to work on because prayer will hold it together so that you can do the other three. Isn't that right?
It's a great container. And then all the rest of you, not even just the other three, the rest of your life will start to have some purpose, some meaning. It'll focus it. And so all of your activities will become more centered. They'll become more intentional. It will be an opportunity just to be that loving presence that we want to be in the world. It comes out naturally because you're centered and you're focused.
And I think it's when you talk about prayer, people instantly probably imagine, oh, you know, like you set aside time and it's totally separate from your regular life. And I think that's one of the misconceptions about prayer. And I think for people who are so used to thinking of prayer as other than, you know, going to church, for example, or thinking about the traditional way of looking at God, probably would not be comfortable thinking of prayer as part of their moment-to-moment life.
I think as a young sister, my visual image of prayer, especially personal prayer, was to sit in the chapel or sit in a special room with a candle lit, and it was silent. And that's not my personality. I can hardly sit still long enough. You know, the candle, I like fire, but the rest of it, it was just torture. But over the years of trying and struggling, it's like there are moments when I want to sit quiet with a candle, but there are other moments, and it's just as valid prayer to be listening to music. That's one of my favorite ways to pray, to go on a nature walk, to walk a labyrinth, and then sometimes even just to be grateful that the lights on this, when I'm trying to get to work, they're all green. It's like, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God.
Right, right.
I mean, that it's because then prayer, as I start to notice things, it becomes that everyday part of my day. It's like breathing.
And I think even just saying thank you, Wasn't it St. Teresa, the big Teresa, that said, even if you just said thank you, that would just be a perfect prayer?
Yeah.
Gratitude. And it's an attitude of the heart, really. So, well, we have tons to tell you to our listeners. This is Dare to Love. We will come back with more prayer styles and ways to pray.
Sometimes I wonder what this journey will bring. And you guide me faithfully to find a home in you. Here I am.
We invite you to watch Catholic Chicago this weekend. featuring a conversation with Cardinal Blaise Supich and video highlights from across the Archdiocese. Here's host Todd Williamson.
We'll show you how the Catholic Campaign for Human Development reaches out to people living on the margins. We'll take you to the UIC Pavilion, where more than 8,000 middle school students celebrated their faith at Holy Fire. And we'll introduce you to Deacon Freddy, who is on a mission to provide toys for needy children in Guatemala.
Watch Catholic Chicago Friday at 7 p.m. on Chicago Loop Cable, Channel 25, and Sunday afternoon at 3 on the Comcast Network, Channel 100.
Join us for a celebration of life in the Archdiocese of Chicago on the weekend of January 12th and 13th. Hello, I'm Dawn Fitzpatrick, president of the March for Life Chicago. We're planning many Respect Life activities for that weekend, including a youth rally, Masses for Life, a Rose Dinner, and of course, the March for Life Chicago itself. A standing room only crowd is expected at Holy Name Cathedral on Sunday at 11 a.m. as Cardinal Supich celebrates the Archdiocesan Mass for Life. The spotlight turns to Federal Plaza at 2 in the afternoon for the March for Life Chicago. Lots of great speakers will address the crowd, among them Ryan Bomberger of Radiance Foundation and Jeannie Mancini of the National March for Life. The march will wind its way through the streets of Chicago in a massive show of support for the sanctity of life. For more information on all the activities planned for January 12th and 13th, go to marchforlifechicago.org. That's marchforlifechicago.org. Be sure to dress warm.
This is Sister Lavina and
Sister Mary Kay.
And we are back. This is Dare to Love program, Vocation Awareness. And today we are not just talking about New Year's resolution. It's the common ways to improve yourself and your relationship with others in your life in general. But we've also started talking about prayer, actually, which is probably not even thought of. Probably somebody could say, oh, I could pray more, but what does that exactly mean? So we started talking about like our favorite ways to pray and probably some of the misconceptions about prayer, that why won't people think about prayer as part of, you know, like a holistic way of looking at how to improve yourself and your life and your relationship in general. As the, I like that word, the container, to kind of ties it all in. So, and I think, Sister Mary Kay, why don't we talk a little bit more about what are some of the more recognizable ways of praying, maybe the more common ways?
I think a traditional or common ways of prayer, one of them is the rosary, which is very popular and has been for decades. Novenas, we just finished some of the Christmas novenas that were popular. There's Eucharistic adoration. There's a Eucharistic.
And you did a holy hour.
We did a holy hour, which is part of that. A Eucharistic liturgy, attending that, praying the divine office or doing morning prayer and evening prayer. All of those are more common. I think people would go, oh yeah, I've thought of that. I've thought of that. Praying with the Psalms, sitting in a room with quiet, with a candle burning. Those are all wonderful ways to pray and help us get in touch with what's God's voice. What's
and usually
God
you
working.
Do it with other people.
Other people or by yourself sometimes. But what are some other ways to pray that get you or get anyone open, allow that container to be filled with God's presence and God's love? And then as far as when we're talking about discernment, how does that help us discern, come to know where's God's presence in our lives and where's God asking us to go? How's God asking us to be? How do we live out, whether that is marriage, single, priesthood, religious life for both men and women? You know, how we live that out, we still have to be in touch with how, where's God in my life? And that's even, through prayer.
And even day to day, when you're talking about discernment, really. So for example, for all of us who are trying to be the best that we could be. So like we talked about thinking about our health, thinking about how you like stewardship or spend, you know, how you spend money or how you, where you put your money, for mm-hmm. example, or how do you get more organized? How do you arrange or order your life so that you can have a better relationship? Get to know yourself, learn more, improve yourself, and then have a better relationship with others. Well, prayer really is that intentional way of centering yourself, making space for God.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't even have to look at it in this pietistic, oh, I'm trying to be holy.
Mm-hmm.
We all have that universal call to holiness, mm-hmm. and centering ourselves in God really does not have to be look like, oh my gosh, I am so good and all that. Actually, it is a practice. It is a discipline. That's why we're called disciples,
mm-hmm.
because what Jesus asked us to be is to follow Jesus as a disciple. And it is necessary. And really, the basis of it is to practice it.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have a practice, you don't even have to call it, I'm trying to be holy, I'm praying this. But part of your practice is prayer, meaning you intentionally plan to do certain things to keep you balanced.
Could be something as simple as the examen at the end of the day, where before you close your eyes to sleep, it's what are the things that happened during today that I'm grateful for?
Mm-hmm.
Where are areas that surprised me? What are events that I could have done a little better at?
Mm-hmm.
How could I have done them better?
Or what were your buttons? What pushed your button today?
What pushed my buttons today?
And what was that about?
Right. And where is that coming from? So something that's a practice of being grateful and asking where can I be better mm-hmm. every day at the end of the day. Doesn't have to be long. Can be 2 minutes, can be 5 minutes, can be 10 minutes. Journaling is another way that sometimes is looked upon as a prayer. But I wanted to share with you, for me, music has always been
mm-hmm.
a phenomenal way to pray. And the piece of music right now is by a young artist named Zach Stokowski,
mm-hmm.
Mentored with David Haas and Marty Haugen and those folks up in Minneapolis. But it's perfect for me right now because the very beginning it says, come and find the quiet center.
Mm-hmm.
In the crowded life we lead, find the room for hope to enter. Find the frame where we are freed. Clear the chaos and the clutter. Clear our eyes that we can see all the things that really matter. Be at peace and simply be. And now that's just the refrain. I play that song for 20 minutes, 30. I just hit repeat over mm-hmm. and over. And that sense of come and find the quiet center.
What's the title?
That's the title, The Quiet Center.
The Quiet Center.
By Zach Stokowski. And it's just, for me, music will draw me deeper and mm-hmm. deeper and deeper. And all of a sudden, all the extra things start to melt away.
And just really, sometimes it's so much easier to listen to something to guide
mm-hmm.
you to get to that quiet center.
Poetry is another piece mm-hmm. of sometimes we don't think of it as a way to pray because the words keep drawing you in deeper and deeper and deeper. Walks in nature
mm-hmm.
Without the earbuds.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to the sounds. One of my favorite things would be to walk up and down a Lakeshore Drive
mm-hmm.
and listen to the water, whether it's in the summer, whether even in the winter, or the wind.
Mm-hmm.
In the fall, the rustling of the leaves. In the wind, it's just those are
paying attention
to some little things that happen every day.
Mm-hmm.
And again, to be grateful, but to allow it to say, what does it say to me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And prayer walks are good because you're also moving, you're
mm-hmm.
walking.
That's true. You could do two at once, mm-hmm. two things. But so those are some of the not so common ways, centering prayer, meditation.
Talking about walking also, I don't think that a lot of people have heard of labyrinths.
Mm-hmm. They're interesting. It's a different way. And sometimes I can get into it, and sometimes it's like, what?
Mm-hmm.
But it's a maze.
Mm-hmm.
And how you move from one direction to the next to keep one foot, one small step at a time. And mm-hmm. where am I going, and how am I going, and How do I want to be as I move forward?
I want to talk a little bit more about that labyrinth because I want to tell you we have one at the port. Mm-hmm. So when we get back, we're going to talk more about other ways to pray.
Great.
Give me the grace to love and to be faithful, to be more like you.
Did you know you could meet your goal of running a marathon and grow in your faith at the same time? Hi, I'm Sister Stephanie of the Mission of Our Lady of the Angels here in Chicago. Our mission has valuable guaranteed entries into the 2019 Bank of America Chicago Marathon. We'll get you training help, a race weekend support crew, and much more. And by joining Team OLA, you can help support the Mission of Our Lady of the Angels as we provide a Catholic presence and very needed outreach to the poor on Chicago's website. So run with me and the rest of Team OLA in the 2019 Chicago Marathon. We also will have a team in the Bank of America Shamrock Shuffle this coming spring. Visit missionola.com for more information or call 773-486-8431. That's missionola.com or call 773-486-8431. Thanks and God bless.
Here's an important message about Catholic schools from Cardinal Blaise Supich and Loyola Ramblers chaplain Sister Jean.
Sister Jean and I have something in common, a Catholic education, and we were both educated by the sisters.
It was the best education I could ever get, based on faith, values, and respect for people of all backgrounds.
Now the sisters are passing the baton on to us to make sure that all children have a chance at Catholic school education. A new tax credit scholarship program here in Illinois offers needs-based scholarships to non-public school students. But the scholarships need to be funded.
As you know, my scouting reports are quite good, and I can tell you that donors will get a 75% state tax credit. That's a win-win for you and for students who receive the gift of a Catholic education.
To find out how to donate, go to archchicago.org. Sister Jean and I thank you for supporting our Catholic schools.
Cardinal, that's a slam dunk.
Here I am, I come to follow you. This is what I want.
This is Sister Lavina.
This is Sister Mary Kay.
We're back for Dare to Love, which is a radio show that comes on every month on Thursday mornings. And we have been talking about labyrinth as part of a prayer that is not commonly heard of from people of all walks of life, but that Sister Mary Kay and I have both been able to use in the past. And actually for me, the labyrinth, which is a way of prayer walking, is very significant in my own vocation story. It was through the labyrinth that I first got introduced in helping me discern my vocation.
I mistakenly said a labyrinth is like a maze, and it's really not. If you look up the what is a labyrinth, it will say it's not a maze because it doesn't have dead ends. It's not meant to trick you.
You won't get lost.
You
correct.
Won't get lost. It's a way of quieting your mind and opening your heart. And what we would say, it grounds the body.
Mm-hmm.
It puts you in touch with where you are, where your feet are going. And then it opens your senses and your mind to be able to ask long questions that you probably haven't even had found the words to formulate and articulate. So it's really about that quieting your mind and heart. It's about slowing down, which is really prayer. It's about all different forms of prayer allow each of us in some form. Because we're all different.
Right.
So different forms are going to attract different people. It's about quieting the outside noise so that the inside has a voice.
And it's really an easy form of meditation because, again, with meditation, you don't have to sit down and cross your legs and do the Om thing. It's not really all about, you know, trying to do that because the labyrinth is the one that we have actually at our mother house in Frankfort, Illinois, which is about 45 minutes southwest of here. The Franciscan Sisters of the Sacred Heart have the Portiuncula Center for Prayer in Frankfort, Illinois. And we have a labyrinth that is fashioned after the one in Europe. And that one actually is meant for people who are outside just walking around the grounds. You can go to the space where the labyrinth is and just start doing it. And there are instructions there, too. And we can tell you more about, you know, where to get some help in terms of prayer. CAVA, which is the Chicago Archdiocesan Vocation Association, as vocation ministers, prayer is one of the things that we help with our discerners that we accompany.
And there's, to go back to labyrinths, there's outside labyrinths, the garden ones. There's also some indoor ones where it's just on the floor, a pattern. We have one in Minnesota at our mother house there that's on the floor in the lower level so that the sisters who are elderly and can't necessarily get outside can still even take their wheelchairs and walk, in quotations, the labyrinth. Again, to just another way to center yourself, to quiet your inside so that you can hear God's voice within you.
Okay. And those that cannot do an actual walk, if you want to do it as a part of your prayer of quieting yourself down to get to that center, the gentle center, you can also use finger labyrinth or ones that, you know how those pointers are that you use for your cell phone? You can actually use that. There are some smaller sized portable labyrinths that you can get, and you can pray that way as well.
I want to talk about one more thing about that prayer leads you to that openness and listening is a retreat that National Catholic Sisters Project is working on. It's Listening with an Open Heart, and it's a women's retreat. Primarily, we're doing it in the San Antonio area for Hispanic women, but it's open to all women who want to. If you can get to that website for Listening with an Open Heart for the National Catholic Sisters Project, they'll give you more information. But it's another opportunity to pray and open yourself to God's...
They're calling it Profundo Encuentro or Deep Encounter. And this is on March 7 to 10 this year. And for more information, you can call me, Sister Lavina, at 312-534-5240, 312-534-5240. You can also check out the website at www.nationalcatholicsistersproject.org. Again, that's nationalcatholicsistersproject.org. Or you can go to the CAVA website, which is vocationscava.org, vocationscava.org. For more information, by the way, with all the events that CAVA offers, because Sister Mary Kay and I are part of this Association of Vocation Ministers, and I am the coordinator, and so I'm at Quigley Center, the pastoral office of the Archdiocese of Chicago. You can always call me for more information.
There's another, if you can't get to that retreat in March, there's another one in April for when young men and women who are discerning or just even interested in more information about religious life. And there's more information on that will be on the website.
Right. It's also, that is the weekend of April 24th through the 26th. So it's from Friday through Sunday, and it's a full weekend discernment retreat for young adults. And actually, some of the young people are coming from St. Louis, I believe.
I think so.
Yes. That'd so that we are really preparing for it, and we're so excited to offer that.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Right. Well, Sister Mary Kay, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
I really loved how you explained all the different ways that we can pray other than the more common ones.
It's just a beginning. There's always so much more information that we didn't get to.
If you just had a few minutes every day to just intentionally put it out there, the examen is my favorite also.
That's a good one.
Very easy to do.
Yes. Thank
you for
everything.
So listen to us again next month in February, the first Thursday.
Thank you so much.
God bless.
To fall.